This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser, and this show is sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, and great guest and so appropriate for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Today, we have Dr. Scott Alexander. He's radiologist and lead interpreting physician of mammography at Logan Health. Doctor, thanks for coming in today.
Hey, thank you for the invitation. Good morning.
Well, I'm glad that you're in this month. We got a lot to talk about as it relates to Breast Cancer Awareness Month, some new technology out there, those kind of things. But first, we want to know about you a little bit. Tell us about yourself and maybe your family, what you like to do when you're not working so hard.
Oh, man. So, we live here in Kalispell. I've got three kids. They all go to Stillwater Christian School. You know, married to my wife, Trisha, I got to give her a shout out. She's wonderful. But yeah, what I do in my off time when I'm not, reading MRIs and CAT scans and mammograms is I like to run, I like to play guitar, I'm a big fan of old school heavy metal, sort of, which is cool. It surprises people, I think, a lot.
I was just saying, you don't look like a heavy metal guy.
Yeah, no. But yeah, so listen to music, read books, all that fun stuff, apart from the wonderful, outdoor activities that we have here in Glacier and Flathead and beyond.
So this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I guess we could lead right in by saying, during this month, do mammograms go up because of all the awareness?
So we'll see this year. It's difficult because, with the pandemic last year, I think overall mammography was down. Even pre-pandemic, we were struggling in Montana as a general rule with just sort of compared to national breast cancer screenings. We really need to emphasize the importance of annual screening. And because of that, it was even worse with the pandemic. So we're really hoping that we get a bounce back, despite, the Delta variant and what's going on right now. We want to really emphasize to people that it's, we do all the precautions like you would in the hospital, and it's really safe to come back and continue your screening, because breast cancer didn't go away because of the pandemic.
What do you think the cause was for a pre-pandemic kind of a downturn in screenings?
I think that there's a combination of factors. Population-wise, many people live in rural areas, and, lack of access. It's difficult to say, hey, I'm going to go get a mammogram, but I got to drive, 3 or 4 hours to get it done. That would be tough for me to do, honestly. So what we've tried to do is get creative, and there's a mobile mammography unit called the Winkley Mobile Mammography Unit, I guess.
Is that like a motorhome with the whole lab, or what would you call this? Some exam room?
Yeah. So we can do screening mammography. We can also do diagnostic studies. So they'll have an ultrasonographer there as well. Wow. And it's amazing. We can drive to all, sort of north central Montana, northwestern, all these rural areas, and offer the same exact screening experience that you would get here in Kalispell. If you see the mobile coach, you can't miss it. So access shouldn't be an issue like it might have been previously.
Let's go back to the numbers for just one second. A kind of a dip pre-pandemic, obviously a dip pandemic for that last year. How about now? How are things looking?
We've sort of stabilized, and the numbers have not quite gotten back like they should have, which is really interesting because of, a lot of new faces in the Flathead. Recently, there's not as much of a jump as you would expect, and there's probably a multitude of reasons why. I don't want a reason why they've not heard someone encourage them.
Exactly.
So, that's what I'm, really hopefully people are starting to reach out to each other. Hey, we got to get back doing this.
So. Well, I'm telling you, there is some amazing marketing behind Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You're wearing the pink ribbon right now. The NFL is so involved. Some of them wearing pink shoes. And it's just out there. And do you think that's had a big impact?
Yeah, definitely. I think that the branding and the messaging is really out there, and it's almost to the point where everyone's aware of breast cancer, and that's great. But, what are we going to do now? What are actionable items that we can go? Because everyone's aware of the pink ribbons, which is wonderful. But it's like, I would almost want Breast Cancer Awareness Month to be just a reminder to say, hey, breast cancer affects, 1 out of 8 women over their lifetime. So everyone has, it's touched everyone's lives for the most part. And it's like, well, during this month, you know, maybe reach out to family members or friends who've had it and just check in with them, reconnect, or maybe, you know, encourage, you know, those family members who might not have gotten back to doing that screening again. Just say, hey, you know, I love you. I want the best for you. You know, do your mammogram.
Yeah, that sounds great. We're going to be back with part two of the show in just a minute. You've been listening to the voice of Dr. Scott Alexander, radiologist and lead interpreting physician of mammography at Logan Health. And we'll be back with more on Focus on the Flathead, again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and this is part two of Focus on the Flathead. Hope you're having a great weekend. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and today's guest is Dr. Scott Alexander, back for part two. He's radiologist and lead interpreting physician of mammography at Logan Health. Welcome back.
All right.
So we got a lot to talk about in a few short minutes here, but let's start with some current screening recommendations. Has that changed over the last few years, by the way?
Yeah, there's been a little bit of controversy with screenings, which originally started out a few years back with the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. And they released some extremely controversial screening recommendations, which I'll not repeat here just because I don't want to cause any confusion. But there was those were not moved forward, but I think it influenced other larger societies that have deal with breast health to make their own decisions on that. So I just wanted to sort of give the recommendations for the American College of Radiology, Society of Breast Imaging, and, you know, American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, sort of the major ones. To start off, if you're between 30 or 40 years old or about 30 years old, you need to talk with your doctor and figure out if you're potentially a high risk for breast cancer. And that may include like genetic counseling or asking a family history and decide if, hey, wow, we need to start screening earlier. And that's a small percentage. But for most women, starting at 40 years old annually, and you don't need to stop. Like all of the major societies all agree that the most lives saved doing screening mammography is when you start at 40 years old, do it annually. And when you're 75 years old, you don't need to stop. As long as you're healthy, continue going.
And breast density is a thing. So you want to talk about that as well.
Yeah, definitely. So breast density, there's been some recent federal legislation that mandates groups to actually report on breast density to women who get mammography. And so breast density itself, if you have dense breasts, that's totally normal. There's nothing wrong with that. And that just means that you have a higher ratio of the components of the breasts, like lobules and ducts and fibrous tissue. It's just higher. About 40% of women will have dense breasts. The two things that are a little bit difficult with that is, number one, for me to read a mammogram with someone who has really dense breasts, it's difficult because, you know, cancer can looks like these little white, you know, clouds, and, you know, dense breasts are a bunch of white clouds. And so imagine trying, you know, if it's a totally clear day and there's one little cloud in the sky, it's easy to see. And that would be in more of a fatty breast. If it's like totally socked in, middle of winter, you know, visibility is nothing, and that little cloud all of a sudden disappears amongst the remainder of the clouds. So that's important. And also, having dense breasts can actually increase your risk for getting breast cancer. So there's things that we do to mitigate this, because mammography is the best that we have for screening breasts as far as reducing mortality in the U.S., but there's other studies that can see through that density that are much better. What we have over here in Kalispell is we've started doing abbreviated breast MRI. So this is like an MRI, but it's super fast. It involves just a little injection of dye, and we take pictures or images over the course of 10 minutes, and then you're done. And the sensitivity of finding breast cancer is astronomical. It blows away everything, mammography, ultrasound. And that's something called supplemental screening,
right,
which we do in patients, or we offer for patients with dense breasts. There's other supplemental screening modalities that we do. We're also offering contrast-enhanced mammography. So say, for instance, you're really claustrophobic, you don't like MRIs, then we basically do a mammogram, but inject some of that dye again, causes sort of cancers, if they're present, to light up for us to see. So those are two supplemental screenings that we offer here locally.
We have about a minute left here, and I want to talk about money, because money, you explained to me that money should not be an issue when it comes to getting screened.
So when you're looking at access to doing annual screening MRI, we want there to be zero roadblocks. We've already talked about the Winkley mobile coach. We also want you to know that over here in Kalispell at Logan Health, you don't need an appointment. You don't need a prescription. You just walk in normal business hours, Monday through Friday. We'll get your mammogram. But also know that cost shouldn't be an obstacle either. Save a Sister organization through Logan Health. They help with all of that. Public Health here locally, you can call them, and they've got a cancer screening program. So there should not be a financial barrier.
Okay, well, we sure appreciate you being here today. Breast Cancer Awareness Month, our guest has been Dr. Scott Alexander. He is the radiologist and lead interpreting physician of mammography. And before we leave, just some contact info about your offices at Logan Health.
Type in Save a Sister and Kalispell, and that'll be a website with contact information in there, or just call the radiology department at Logan Health Hospital.
And again, this is Focus on the Flathead. We'll be back next week with another show right here, and it's Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at noon. It's right here on News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. Have a great weekend.